This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD's board of directors will not vote tonight on a controversial rule change that advocates say targets homeless people. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The rule change would ban passengers from riding indefinitely after their fares expire. But RTD board leaders have postponed a vote on the change. That's after pushback from nonprofits that serve people experiencing homelessness. And after the shooting death of the son of RTD's chief of police, himself a police officer in Philadelphia. The board will now vote on the rule change in June, after collecting more public feedback. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Coloradans who are incarcerated would earn time off on their sentence by pursuing higher education. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on the bill making its way through the legislature.
People with nonviolent felony offenses would get 1 year of earned time for completing a bachelor's or associate's degree and 6 months for a certificate of 30 credit hours. They'd get 18 months of earned time for a master's degree and 2 years for a doctorate. Right now, offenders can reduce sentences through work, training, group living, and counseling. Research shows education while in prison is one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to reduce recidivism. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Parts of southern Colorado are experiencing high fire danger. Wind gusts could be as strong as 50 miles per hour across much of the Front Range, including Metro Denver. And in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and parts of the southeastern plains, a red flag warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. This is CPR News.